Our suite is on the second floor of the hotel. As soon as we get inside, Nick switches on the lights and I feel a flutter of apprehension. My legs are weak, and it's a struggle to put one foot in front of the other. I'm also more turned on than I've ever been in my life. I can't believe I'm about to do something I've dreamed of constantly since the first day we met. And yet, a part of me is petrified I'll end up disappointing him. It's been so long, and I'm so out of practice. What if it's all a big mistake? Folding my arms across my chest, I step into the bedroom area of our suite. It's absolutely breathtaking, with a king-size bed, leather-paneled walls, a plasma screen TV, and a balcony with a panoramic view of the River Thames. By the window is a large cocktail cabinet, a gas fire, and an ornately carved walk-in wardrobe. To my right, a glass partition slides back to reveal a spectacular bathroom with marbled walls, a huge stone bath, and a gold-plated shower. Suddenly, I start to panic. Things are moving too fast. I'm sorry. I don't think I can do this. I turn to go, but before I reach the door, Nick's in front of me, barring my exit. "Please don't go," he begs, slipping his finger under my chin so he can see my eyes. "Nothing's gonna happen if you don't want it to. We can just sit here and talk, or watch a movie. I don't want this night to be over. Please stay. Is that too much to ask?" I stare up at him, and for the first time, I see a sort of desperation that almost matches my own. "Nothing's gonna happen," he repeats. "Scout's honor. I promise to be on my best behavior. I just want to spend some time with you, Carly." My head is screaming for me to get out of there, but his eyes hold me entranced, and my body is refusing to take instruction. At last, I let out a sigh. "All right, I'll stay." Bowing my head, I allow him to lead me over to the bed. And for what seems like forever, the two of us just sit side by side, looking away from each other, the air thick with unspoken tension. My arms are still folded across my chest, putting up an invisible barrier between us. The screeching silence pulsates through the room like an electric current. "So, do you come here often?" I ask, breaking the ice at last. "You mean to this hotel?" "Yes, I stay here a couple of times a year. It's one of my favorite hotels." I give a low whistle. "Sounds like you're a pretty busy guy." "What's that supposed to mean?"
"Nothing."
"If you're implying that I bring women regularly to the Carinthia, I'm afraid you're very much mistaken. My business here is purely professional. Sometimes clients fly over from abroad, and I'm obliged to stay in the same hotel as a show of hospitality."
"How nice for you."
Do I detect a note of sarcasm?
"No," I laugh. "Definitely not."
There's another silence.
"By the way, Nick, I never asked you how old you are."
"How old do I look?"
"Oh, I don't know, 30?
"I'm 155 years old.